Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. It is 9:30. So Dan Sadin is about to go live in studio with us. He's also a member of the band Friendship. They just got back from Bonnaroo and a nationwide tour where he was actually opening for Friendship and then doubling as being in their band. He's a band member.
Man.
So double duty for him.
Yeah.
And he got paid the same as everybody. So we're going to hear his latest single, Here Comes the Heartbreak. This is Dan Sadin live in studio. Then we'll chat with him. Take it away, brother.
Thanks, man. Oh no, oh no, here comes a heartbreak. I knew it was coming, I knew it was coming. Oh no, oh no, here come the tears. I feared, I knew they were coming, I knew they were coming. I thought I had gotten away. Here comes the heartbreak. Oh no, oh no, here comes your little blue star. I knew it was coming, I could see it coming. Oh no, oh no, I didn't mark it up, but it doesn't mean I lost your love. Oh, it's still flowing. I thought I had gotten away, thought I had nothing to say. I guess it's just a little too late. Here comes the heartbreak. I guess it's just a little too late. Here comes the heartbreak. Here comes a heartbreak. Here comes a heartbreak. Facts to face, I know I have to take them, but I couldn't see them coming. I thought I could save the pain, thought I could get away. No matter what I have to say, here comes a heartbreak. Yeah, I guess it's just a little too late. Here comes a heartbreak. Here comes a heartbreak. Here comes a heartbreak. Here comes a heartbreak. Here comes a heartbreak.
Dan Sadin live at our Pearl Street Studios. Man, that was beautiful.
Awesome way to kick it off. Awesome way to kick it off.
We're going to switch mics here. Sorry about that.
There we go.
Didn't give you the warning.
All right. Hey, thanks, man.
Man, that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, that was sweet, man. That was sweet.
Cool. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. Here Comes the Heartbreak is Dan Sadin's latest single. It's a follow-up to The Way That It Hurts, which was your debut single. We're going to hear that live in a few minutes, but this is all in preparation and anticipation of a release coming out, your debut solo EP. It's going to be out June 22nd.
You got it, man. That's pretty crazy to think about.
it's coming up now.
How long's it been in the works?
I mean, it's kind of like a whole life kind of thing, because I've always played in bands, which has been really awesome, and I've loved it. And this is just kind of a side of me I've always wanted to express, and honestly never had the guts to do it.
So you've been working on these songs since birth?
since Kirby.
No. Yeah, quite a talented writer.
I mean, honestly, it's been like about a year and a half fully, like, since I was like, all right, I'm doing this.
Right.
Like, no more waiting. It's time to get going on this. So I'm really excited to kind of kick it off.
Yeah, well, I mean, that song is just beautifully written.
Thanks, man.
You just got back in town. You're part of Friendship, the band Friendship.
Yeah, I play with Friendship. Mm-hmm.
And you just got back from Bonnaroo. How was that?
That was amazing. That was probably one of my favorite festival sets that we've done. So I was opening for them, like you said earlier, as well as playing with them. And it was just, the last 2 months were amazing but grueling at the same time. Just a lot of work. And so that was kind of our last, like, thing that we did on the tail of that tour. And it was just, we all just let it out. James took his pants off on stage.
Okay. So I want to hear more about that. So if you're just tuning in, Dan Sadin, he is here performing his solo work. He's also a part of the band Friendship. You were just on tour, a nationwide tour, opening for them as well as playing with Friendship. And it culminated in Bonnaroo, where your singer of Friendship took off his pants. What was the highlight of the tour, and what was the hardest part, or the
hardest
lowest
part, I'm sure, was watching him take those pants off.
Yeah.
I'm sure
that you're just going, oh no. I think that was probably one of the highlights for me. Highlight of the tour, I mean, there were some pretty awesome moments, like Friendship sold out the LRA and stuff like that. You're just playing awesome shows.
Yeah.
And then honestly, on like a Dan Sadin level, the whole thing was a highlight because this is the first time I'm playing these songs for anybody. And like I said, like, it's been a sort of a process for me to get to a place where I feel comfortable, like, being like, I am an artist myself, not just a part of a larger picture of a band. I've always been a part of a band. So it was tough for me to, like, get vulnerable and open up. Like, clearly these songs are very personal to me and touch, like, a vulnerable spot. So, like, having... just being able to be like, you know what, I'm going to do it, and no matter what. So that was amazing and an incredible highlight, being able to play the music in front of people who've never heard it before and, like, have them respond and go, I love it, or, you know, maybe not. But, like, most of the time I love it, which is pretty cool.
Mostly love.
Yeah. I'd say majority.
Once you drop the shield, man, it's just you.
Yeah. I mean, highlights were probably... Seattle, Houston, as for me, like, for my shows that I felt were really strong. And it was cool to see over, like, 2 months, like, you go like this, you go up, you know, you get better. And actually, I've always been a guitar player. The first show I played in Burlington, South Vermont, I was getting back from being sick, like, had lost my voice. I was like, oh God, like, I gotta sing. This is not something I'm used to. So I was so focused on my voice, I actually looked down in the middle of the set. I was like, my guitar playing's kind of sucking right now. I was like, oh wow, this is interesting. So going from that to, like, finishing it off and being like, I feel really good about this, it was a cool experience.
Yeah, you sound great. You definitely sound comfortable with your song. So if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Dan Sadin. That's S-A-D-I-N.
You got it.
And he is here playing his new solo work. Here Comes the Heartbreak is what we just heard live. You also just dropped that as a follow-up single. Your first single, The Way That It Hurts, is out everywhere as well. But we'd love to hear a stripped-down acoustic version if you don't mind playing that one for us as well.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. Thank you so much, man. Dan Sadin live in studio. It's KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. Take it away whenever you're ready, brother.
All right. It's a complicated feeling under a hard touch. Don't turn away. You're always running at the first sound of warning. Goddamn, it's just a phase. I won't believe it till I change your mind. It ain't easy the way that it hurts. Pulls you closer, you're too close to see. It ain't easy the way that it hurts. No, it ain't easy. It's just a feeling. Mama, be easy. Tell me what you want from me. There's a shadow where your heart won't skip me now. It's
cold love. Don't turn away. There's something right about the way I want you. Don't you know it's not a phase. I won't believe it till I change your mind. It ain't easy the way that it hurts. Pulls you closer, too close to see. It ain't easy the way that it hurts. No, it ain't easy. It's just a feeling. Might be easy. And tell me what you want from me. I'll say the way that it hurts. I'll say the way that it hurts. I'll break the way, I'll break the way, I'll break the way that it hurts. Say what you want. Say what you want. Take what you want. Won't you tell me what you want from me? Say what you want to me. Come on, take what you want from me. Mama, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Won't you tell me what you want from me? Oh, no, it ain't easy. What you want from me? No, it ain't easy. It's just a feeling. Mama, be easy and tell me what you want from me. Here we go.
Man,
Dan Sadin live at a Pearl Street Studios. Man, that one was hot.
Thanks, dude.
I turned over to Zach. I mouthed, "I love this guy, man. Love this guy."
And I had no idea what you were trying to say. Thank you for thank you for clarifying.
It was, "I love this guy, man." That's good, man. Stuff, Dan.
That's called "The Way That It Hurts." That's your debut single, and You're dropping your first solo album. It's an EP coming out on June 22nd, and then you have a release show happening on June 28th at the Lodge Room in L.A. It's basically going to be Dan Sadin and friends. Who are some of the other artists that are going to be playing with you that night?
Yeah, I feel so lucky to have been involved with and have such a great musical family. So going to have Friendship come play a couple of songs, a band called Holy Child, who I've played with, and they're good friends. A friend of mine, Collier, who's actually been here, and I was here with him a couple years ago playing with him and his stuff. We worked together. I've been working with Friendship's keyboardist. I also produce and write and stuff, and so we've been working together on her project called Talker. So she'll be playing, and then a good friend of mine named Liv Slingerland, who plays guitar with me when she's available, and she also tours and plays with Lauren Ruth Ward and Alex Leahy, so she's a badass.
Love Lauren Ruth Ward. She came through here.
Oh, dude, she's incredible. I don't know her personally, but I've seen her, and she's great. So it's going to be a really fun night. I'm really excited to kind of share this family with everybody, you know?
It's awesome when you know everybody and everybody likes everybody. Isn't that cool? Isn't that, there's a special thing happening.
And hopefully
there.
You won't have to play in every set with everybody.
Hopefully not. It's going to be sort of more stripped and acoustic for those sets. It's an easier turnaround for everything and kind of feels more intimate and more story timey rather than like, here's a show and then asking friends to be like, hey, will you come play like two or three songs? Like full band is a lot.
Right.
So
yeah.
But I'm gonna do full set for my stuff.
Are you going full band?
I'm gonna go full band.
Cool.
And I have to say, I got a badass band of babes, man.
Really?
I've got three awesomely talented women who are gonna be playing with me, as well as a couple dudes. I couldn't be more excited, man. It's like these girls are like some of the best musicians.
That's cool, you know, man.
In town. So getting a chance to play with them is like, hell yeah.
Right on. It's going to be Dan Sadin and his badass babes.
And the badass babes. Yeah.
All right. That's June 28th at the Lodge Room up in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's going to be a release show for Dan's debut solo EP. Does it have a title?
It's just self-titled, man.
Dan Sadin.
Dan Sadin.
Simple guy. There
simple.
You go.
Keep cool. it easy.
Awesome. Well, we're gonna say goodbye with a studio recording of Here Comes the Heartbreak, your latest single. Before we let you go, is there anything else you want to let our listeners know where they can find you, where they can follow you online, all that good stuff?
Yeah, DanSadin.com or, you know, the at tag is Dan Sadin for any of the socials. I would say also please check out the video for Here Comes the Heartbreak because it was done by my really close friend Naomi Christie, and she did a really good job of taking a look at the intimate, vulnerable process that I kind of went through to write the song itself and showcase it and show that it's okay to be open and be right. vulnerable. I don't feel like there's a lot of males talking about that right now, and it's important. So,
do you want to get vulnerable real quick? Can you tell us what some of this music is about?
Sure. I mean, a lot of it is about just figuring life out, and mostly with relationships. Here Comes the Heartbreak. I posted about it when I released it, but on Friday. But you know, the relationship I'm singing about fell apart because I was unable to access my feelings and talk about them and express them and communicate them, and I lost a really important relationship because of that. And the song is about my process of kind of looking at that and realizing, oh crap, I messed up. Right. And why did I mess up? And that song continually comes back to have more meaning as I sing it and put it out, and it lives its life. And it made me realize, along with, you know, James Blake posted about it recently, and an artist that I look up to, a female artist I look up to, Donna Missel, posts a lot about female body image and stuff like that. And I'm like, there's no male equivalent of that. There's no guy going around talking about like, hey dudes, like, you don't have to be like some strong CrossFitter or something like that to right. be attractive and be a man. Like, you can feel, and that's okay, and sometimes that's even stronger than the facade that you put on. And I'm still learning how
absolutely.
To do it, you know.
Yeah.
And so
I like you more that I know you're vulnerable now. I swear, man.
Well, yeah, man, it's great that you're being giving a voice to those kind of things.
Yes.
and making other men realize that it's okay to talk about their feelings. Like, that's yeah. that's probably why we have so much anger, hatred, violence, wars in this world. People just need to feel comfortable just talking about, you know, just, it's okay to be
vulnerable,
to be wrong.
It's okay to be weak.
Insecure, to be weak.
Totally.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's the toughest thing to admit and tap into those feelings. I don't feel like we're given the proper tools as we grow up to do that. And it's nobody's fault. That's just the way that's society's sort of idea of what a man should be, you know, and we all get it. And, you know, the sooner we start talking about it and showing it's okay, the better we can all be.
This is an example. This is an example of an artist being way more than just the guitar and the same. This is an artist being deep. This is what it is.
Well, it's cool. We're gonna get to follow you on your journey of self discovery.
Yeah,
and that's really cool. That's why we look up to artists, because we can see ourselves in them and see our own. Journey, you know.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, that's what this is about. It's about me discovering myself and sharing that with everybody, honestly.
Thanks for sharing
it here at KX93.5. We hope to see you back here soon, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Dan Sadin, guys, go check out his latest work. He has The Way That It Hurts and Here Comes the Heartbreak out now, and then the follow-up EP will be coming out on June 22nd. Go to his release show on June 28th. Here is the studio recording of his latest single, Here Comes the Heartbreak.
Oh no, oh no, here comes the heartbreak. I knew it was coming, I knew it was coming. Oh no, oh no, here come the tears. I feared, I knew they were coming. They were. say.